Well, hello, my friends. Hello. I am back again. I want to tell this story. Way back when I was younger, we used to have bikes. And, you know, we used to, you know, play outside a lot. And bikes, we ride to 10 speeds. And, the way I learned how to ride a bike was getting on a bike and going down a steep driveway, and then pedaling down the steep driveway, and then kind of trusting the brakes, you know, instead of the handbrakes. I had coaster brakes. So, you know, that helped me a lot. And I just kept going down the driveway, until I started riding real good. So I remember my oldest brother had a Huffy bike, typical 10 speed. And in unusual colors, like orange or something like that. So I would ride it every now and then, until my father got us me and my younger brother some bikes. Now, the two bikes that we got were Schwinn's. One of them was a 10 speed. Another one was a bike they called Orange Crate. And it was the ones with the fat tires on the back and the small tire on the front. So anyway, we had put reflector. We would go to, like, whenever we went to Meijer, which is a local store, we would go there and get all kinds of stuff. Like, if my brakes were messed up, I would always get brake pads and everything. And a lot of times we went to the mall too, and we got stuff there too. But it was just the thing about having that bike, and in the summer times and everything like that, and we would love to get out and, you know, ride our bikes. I remember one particular time, Mom was always in, like, the secondhand stores, and she was always looking for deals and everything like that. So one particular day, I don't know how it came up to pass that we wound up at Goodwill, and they had everything marked down. And then the tripped out part was they had bikes there too. And they were like, probably was like a frame here and a wheel there and a this there and a that there. And, you know, not all the bikes were together. So it was like a piece of this, piece of that. So we took, and, you know, Mom bought the one bikes that had pieces missing. And I think one bike that was all complete, I can't remember. But anyway, she wound up paying really dirt cheap, like $1 or something, $1.10. And they were all, you know, the parts and the bikes were really, really cheap. And some of the bikes were like very expensive foreign bikes. So it was like, we'll take a chain off of this one and put a chain on that one. And, you know, and it was just like right around the corner from our house, the Goodwill was. So we loaded them up the car, loaded up in the car, put it in the trunk, And then as soon as we got home, we unloaded the car, and we would get inner tubes and oh my gosh, so many times we had to patch holes in the inner tubes and everything. And I remember one time, I remember sitting there in the backyard, always sitting in the backyard, turn my bike upside down, and what I would do was I'll take everything off except for the gears and everything like that. I even take the bike chain, and then I turn around and I put it all back together. I love that. I love that. And that was something that I liked when I was younger, when I was little. I can't tell you the age right off rip, but it was really nice to do stuff like that because, it was just something that I felt that I loved and I liked to do that. And then, my younger brother, his thing was just putting reflectors on the bike and everything, little streamers on the thing. Yeah, but my thing was, it was just a 10 speed and everything. It was a little bit too big for it, but I still rode it nonetheless, though. I still rode it. And that was some fun times. Fun times.